Thank you very much, Poland, of reminding us to this overall objective of the to increase the market share for rail and especially for also for the tourism market. This is especially for that international passenger hubs are very relevant because those are also not the very frequent travelers. But I also understand your remark in the sense that we should refer appropriate to the, let's say, the regulatory circumstances, be them bilaterally or multilaterally agreed, and to have some reference on that. So, if I may, I was thinking about the following sentence. Depending on the regulatory framework on market access and the regulatory framework on border crossing for passengers, the following access conditions for railway operators may be relevant. If we would insert that sentence before we go to number 1, 2, 3, 4.
So in the introductory paragraph, can you repeat it again?
Depending on the regulatory legal framework on market access for railway operators.
I'm not that fast. Depending on the
regulatory legal framework on market access for railway operators.
Yeah.
And the regulatory framework on border crossing by passengers. The following access conditions for railway operators may be relevant. For railway operators may be relevant. So in that way we note clearly that there is a legal that there can be a legal framework on market access and also on border crossing. As an example, Schengen was mentioned, and that we refer, depending on those access conditions are relevant, but we make it also clear that some may be relevant in all cases and some may be not, but that depends on these regulatory frameworks. And yeah, so that is my proposal, and maybe there are some responses to this.